This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:44 and it's time for Today on Twitter, where really, again, job related, it's all about Elon Musk and his insistence on Tesla employees coming back to work in the office.
Best for me to just read you the whole email. So he sent an email reportedly to all employees asking them essentially to return to the office or leave the company. Now, this is what it said. Everyone at Tesla is required to spend a minimum of 40 hours in the office per week. Moreover, the office must be where your actual colleagues are located, not some remote pseudo office. If you don't show up, we will assume you have resigned. The more senior you are, the more visible must be your presence. That is why I lived in the factory so much, so that those on the line could see me working alongside them. If I hadn't done that, Tesla would long ago have gone bankrupt. There are, of course, companies that don't require this, but when was the last time they shipped a great new product? It's been a while. Tesla has and will create and actually manufacture the most exciting and meaningful products of any company on Earth. This will not happen by phoning it in.
If you had sent me that email blank and didn't tell me who wrote it, I still think I would have guessed Elon Musk.
Yes, and I think some phrases strike me quite, it's the more visible must be your presence. I particularly enjoyed that one.
Yes. Yeah, so needless to say, this has generated a lot of conversation, right? Basically, it comes down to he has said that Tesla employees need to spend at least 40 hours per week in the office, or quote unquote, depart Tesla. He actually responded to a tweet from one of his followers saying they should pretend to work somewhere else. Very Elon Musk-like exchanges happening everywhere. Thus far, the source of the email's authenticity has been confirmed, though Tesla hasn't responded for a comment. People on both sides, really. Some heartily agreeing with him and some criticizing.
So let's talk about the agreements, I think. So Manu Kumar says, I somewhat agree. It is indeed very tough to build great products and great culture, which is a tougher one to build. If team members are not co-located and not working together, it's similar to how it's impossible for kids to learn social skills without going to physical schools.
I mean, I see that. And as I said, I don't think this necessarily has to be a conversation between never coming into work and always being in the office. I think part of the issue here is basically when you say a minimum of 40 hours a week, that's 5 days. That's five full working days.
Yes. I found that one interesting as well. The idea that, yeah, be here all the time, but that's a minimum. that's more or less what it is. But I think that a lot of the responses are showing is where the larger battle lines are drawn in terms of what is considered work. If you look at the email and the responses, it out and out says, if you're not at the office, you're not working, which is exactly the kind of mindset that does seem to oppose in general working from home or hybrid workplaces, which is where this is coming from. Because, for example, Shark of Stocks says, before COVID, this was always a requirement for jobs to actually show up for work. The pandemic has ruined people's work ethics while simultaneously raising people's sense of entitlement. And, you know, when you contrast this alongside all the people who said they never stopped working while they were working from home, it's interesting to see what it is that we consider showing up for.
Yeah, so let's see. We have, those were mostly the people who were pro this, or even just saying, well, what's the problem? This is what work is anyway, right? But on the other side of it, we have B. Wan, for instance, saying, if I'm a developer with a good internet connection and a powerful machine given by the company, why would I need to waste time commuting to an office? Showing up doesn't mean that you're being productive.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I also like this one from Big Man in BK, who says, I love how Elon makes a big deal about living in his factory. Dude, it's your company. If everyone stood to make billions, they'd be living there right beside you. As an owner, you can't compare yourself to your employees. It is absurd to think that they should have your dedication. And I really like that one because I think that it speaks to the divide that exists between employees and employers, or for that matter, founders, for that matter, incredibly rich men, in comparison to the kind of dedication expected by others and the kind of tone that emerges when that same dedication isn't there.
So it's really the tone that a lot of people are commenting on as well, that as an employer, as someone of clearly great wealth to write an email like this to your employee. So Abah says, if I get this type of email, I'd resign, not because I can't follow the direction, but because of how ignorant and idiotic the justification is. Shame on you, Elon Musk. How can a person be archaic but petulant at the same time?
And in closing, we have this from Mabekzon, who says, can easily tell how terrible a boss Elon is. Forget the content of the email. Just check the subject field, skull emoji. And the subject field is to be super clear. So this is a thoroughly Elon Musk story. This is a thoroughly Elon Musk tone to take. I will say, broadly speaking, this will be a surprise to nobody who regularly listens to us. I don't agree with this. But curious to know how everyone else feels.
Yeah, we are talking about an email supposedly sent out by Elon Musk to his employees, basically saying it's time to get back to the office physically, minimum 40 hours a week in the office or leave. So we'd like to hear from you. How would you feel if you received this email? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
It is 5:54. You're listening to The Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And it's been a pretty job market heavy conversation this past hour. On today on Twitter, we were talking about an email that Elon Musk has sent out to Tesla employees, essentially saying they need to be back at work physically, minimum 40 hours a week, or they can essentially clear out. And so we'd like to hear from you. How do you feel if you receive this email? Do you agree that this is inevitable when it comes to the job, when it comes to the workplace? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Let's start with the messages on Tesla and Musk.
Let's start with Latif, who says, Elon Musk is an, and then Latif uses a word that I simply cannot say on air. I don't understand why people look up to him or anything related to him. And I wanted to start with that simply because it sets the tone, I think, for the division in the comments.
Well, okay. So speaking of division, Dennis says, well put, Elon Musk. The world wants to get back to normal. It cannot get back to normal if people don't behave in a normal manner. The canteen operator will go bust if half the office doesn't turn up to work.
Okay, so I think that there's a lot there, because I want to say, why do we have to get back to normal rather than move forward into a normal? I guess is my question. This is particularly relevant for somebody who works in an innovative setting like Elon Musk, who intends to make products that change the world, so on and so forth. And so if you are capable of imagining a different sort of future and a different sort of car, why then can we not imagine a different sort of office and workflow? And so I think that for me, my question is not so much. I agree. I think that everyone does want to have some sort of normal. Of course, we care about the people who, you know, rely on the office's business to make their living. But shouldn't adjustments happen because things don't have to return to normal, so to speak?
No, and I think that's exactly it. It's particularly rich coming from a company that is purportedly so forward-looking and innovative and so on, to, I think, focus on, I suppose, the letter, the what is the thing, the rule rather than the law.
So basically, yeah, he's going back to the Ford company.
Yes, exactly.
which is really strange.
And it's so counterproductive in the way that it's being expressed. Jimny, meanwhile, says, if the company pays me as much as the directors, founders or the GMs, of course, I'd even move into the office and give you all my life. By the way, I have a Western GM who's quite awesome. He said in town hall that we are all just employees. Please don't give your life to work. Life is more than just work. So no 40 hours, optional work from home, so long as the job gets done.
Yeah, and I mean, of course, I think that sounds great, but we have other comments that are coming in. So Harith says, fair enough, you get their pay, you follow their rules. Who are you to say no if you want their money?
So this is tough, right? Because I think there is a conversation to be had about a company doesn't own your life, and a company is, of course, only because of its employees. So I think there has to be some recognition that it isn't always a one-way relationship.
I think that this, on the surface of it, sounds very simple, right? You get their pay, you follow their rules. But like you said, right, then does company culture never change, right? Is there no shift whatsoever? Because, of course, if there is a shift, it doesn't always have to come from top down.
Salahuddin says, just like most meetings could have been an email, most work could have been done from home. But hey, if you require your employees to just hang around for 40 hours a week, well, that's a lot easier, isn't it?
Theo does say, for Elon's companies, I think I can understand the logic. They're an R&D and engineering company working at leading edge technology. Nothing has been tried and tested. Many moving parts, so cannot work in silos. So this is something that's come up quite a bit. The specificity of this to Tesla. And I think that that is an important point to bring up. I would say, however, does this apply to marketing?
I was going to say, because it, for what it sounds like a company-wide email and not necessarily just specific sectors with specific job scopes, right? Do keep those thoughts coming if you agree with this email that Elon Musk has sent out. You can call 77-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.